This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
106.5 The End. It's the wake-up call.
So, we've all at one point or another taken a personality test online. And Kevin might be the king or queen of personality tests. It depends on what the personality test tells him. And he's frankly had enough. He's pissed about something, and I don't know what. What's going on?
I've taken 6 different personality tests, and they're telling me, like, I'm this type of person that is nowhere near any of my friends or coworkers that I'm related to.
Can you decode that?
Yeah, he's saying that he's been taking personality tests, and what's coming up for him is making him think that he isn't the same as everybody else.
Yeah, I'm an outlier. I'm different.
Well, yeah, that's why you're on this show.
Yeah, how am I supposed to get along with people if I'm different?
I'm the wrong person to ask.
For example, I took this test and it tells me that I'm a donut, which means
what?
It's a goal-oriented and adventurous person, like a donut with diverse flavors, driven to explore new opportunities and lead your team to success.
Okay, first of all,
like that sounds great.
First point, don't say I'm a donut. That sounds like a gay term. Okay. Second of all, no, you're not.
It's a personality test and I got it.
Does that sound like him? Goal-oriented?
No, I'm sorry. Excuse I will me? Say, okay, what are your goals?
Like right now?
Yeah. Yeah, like right this
well,
second?
Well, right now I'm trying to find a house.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He thinks he's going to skip the renting phase and just go buy a four. By the way, a four-bedroom house.
Right. Just jump right
into
it.
That nobody else has lived in.
Okay. All right. Well, a foolish goal is still a goal.
Well, that's
right.
True.
All right. Thank you, Gavin.
Okay. So, is it possible, Kevin? First of all, I don't think being an outlier and being different than everybody else is anything to scoff at or be ashamed of. I think good for you. That's one of the reasons why Katie and I fell in love with you sight.
That is true. Immediately.
It was love at first sight with you. Okay. Now, that being said, I'm going to say something and I don't think you're going to like it, but just please just chew on it. Is it possible that you are lying on these personality tests? To achieve a goal that you want.
There is no goal to achieve with these quizzes. Well, right. I don't know the end result.
Okay, let me rephrase, because we established you have no goals.
So, no, I do have goals. Don't try to trick me.
You lie on personality tests to try to get the label that you want.
No, I don't. I don't lie.
Really? What house in Hogwarts are you?
Gryffindor.
Right. No.
Okay, fine. The quiz does say I'm a little Slytherin.
Yes,
but, you know,
obviously
the characteristics of Slytherin, I agree. Cunning, very decisive.
No, deceitful.
Yeah. So
I don't think he knows what that means.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes you gotta be a little deceitful in life.
Okay.
All right. Listen, I'm Slytherin. I agree with
and
you.
And when I retook that quiz, okay?
Uh-huh.
I got Gryffindor again.
Right, right. Because you knew all the questions
right.
and then
no.
you're like, oh, okay.
Are you brave? Right. Yes. Yeah.
What's your favorite lion? A snake or favorite animal? A lion or a snake? I'm just saying, Kevin, we in the past, we know that you lie.
Not anymore. I've been trying to be really truthful to really see if I've grown as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like I haven't.
I see. Wow. All right. I don't know what to tell you on this.
Stop taking quizzes.
Yeah,
well,
maybe.
Yeah, I will say it's not scientific.
And right. I took a scientific quiz,
No, you
too.
Took something on Instagram.
Also, one of the tests was like a 7-page in-depth question.
Okay. 7 whole pages, huh?
Yeah. Crazy.
Anything you take online is not real. If unless you paid for a service, it's just a different form of personality test. I always love it when people are like, yeah, I took an IQ test. No, you didn't. You didn't take an IQ test. You did something online. An actual IQ test has to be administered by a person. It is a paper that you do, like a test. You have to be in a room by yourself. That's an IQ test.
Oh.
Right.
You think you've taken an IQ test.
I mean, I've taken one, too, but it says I'm above average.
Right, yeah,
I'll bet it did. Yeah. Well, not at first, but then I went back and I retook it. And my IQ test says that I'm Gryffindor.
Yeah. I hate you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.